From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, the rector of St. Mark's. Welcome.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus said, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true, come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So, I have not been shy about telling whomever will listen that I love the Gospel of John probably the most. The other three are nice. Matthew, Mark, and Luke did an okay job. But the Gospel of John is the one that I just enjoy always. We're studying Matthew on Wednesday mornings at 7:30 in the morning for those of you who are early risers and like Bible study, so come join us. We also have a women's Bible study. What are y'all doing?
We just started.
They're doing James, and those are nice. But if you really want to engage me, it's the Gospel of John. It's described as a pool where an elephant and a child can swim. It's at one moment this extremely wonderful narrative, but then I always like to treat it like an epic poem because it's the poetry that really catches me, and everything has a meaning and everything is important, and you cannot take any of the words for granted. So I went around. I have this really cool Bible thing that I can study, and it, you pull it up and you can click on a word and it will explain and talk to you about the word in Greek. So I discovered that the name Jesus is used 256 times in the Gospel of John. More than any of the other Gospels, more than any of the epistles, more than anybody in the entire New Testament, 256 times. I think the closest second is 170. And then I thought, well, that's interesting. Then I clicked on the word light. Light. It is used 23 times throughout the Gospel of John. 23 times. And then I clicked on the word world, and it is used 79 times. The most out of any of the New Testament scriptures, the word world. So John is very concerned with Jesus and the world and light, more than any of the readings we have in our Christian heritage. It's really interesting to me, those three words: Jesus, world, and light. We're lucky here at St. Mark's to have Sam Smith as our curate, because she's young and she works harder than I do. And so she preached this morning, and as I was listening to her sermon, she reminded me what I had forgotten, which was this idea about the world. You see, the world according to anybody in ancient times, is the worst place to be. The world is not good. The world is not fun. It's dirty. The earth, the dirt, you don't want to have anything to do with the world. I'll even be brave to think I remember that the reason women were considered second-class citizens, even third-class, or not even fully human, is that they were too connected to the world because they made people. True. We've come a long way from that, but that idea that God so loves the world, it's not mentioned, not Patrick, as Sam pointed out, or Sam, as she pointed out, or you, or Bill, or Tommy, or them over there, not really even people. God so loved the world, the dirt, the fecund piece of it, the nasty parts of it, all of it, that he was willing to send the Son to us, to you, to me. Jesus. I love it so much, I'll send Jesus. We forget from the very beginning of our entire text history. In Genesis, God looks at the world and calls it good. All of it. The night, the day, the fish, the people. Good. I love the world so much, it's so good what I have made, I will send Jesus as a light. I have been doing Christianity in various forms now since I was maybe 12, 11, whenever it was that Mark Mazzari asked me if I had taken Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior, and that Jesus didn't like it when I used the words that I use when I fall down in the hole carrying the bassoon home from junior high. That's how I became a Christian, I think. I was baptized, and I was a good Episcopalian, but, you know, Episcopalians, we have to point out in this part of the world that, yes, we did have a moment that we were saved, and it was on this day, and I think it was the day that I fell in the hole and Mark Mazzari told me he didn't like the words I used, or that Jesus didn't like the words I used. And then I pointed out that Jesus didn't carry a bassoon home from Lake Erie Junior High, and he said, well, still. And I said, okay. And he said, do you accept Jesus? And I said, yes, I do, as long as there's no more falling down. But that's another sermon. But I've been at it now for a while, and I continue to be amazed at how much I forget as I journey on. I forget how good I am. For some strange reason, have decided that I might want to go to a graduate school program. That's another sermon, too. So I went and had my transcripts from college sent to me so that I could have them ready to go as a part of the application to this graduate school. I'm embarrassed. I don't know what was going on between 1985 and 1990, but academics was not a part of that. Even though I got a degree, it's a little embarrassing. And it made me depressed. That's 30 years ago, and I'm walking around going, I am the worst student in the entire world. I am such an awful person. I can't imagine anyone would want to come to the church I lead, much less be in the family that I have, much less be my friend. I'm an awful person. Dig deeper, Patrick. You're no good. And I forget. I forget that moment where I sat with somebody right after their dad died when I was in the ninth grade. I forget that moment where I decided to not be an absolute drunk. I forget that moment where I held Henry, my son, and Catherine, my daughter, for the first time. I forget that moment that Allison looked at me and said, I will. I do. I love you. I forget the wonderful things that we have done here at St. Mark's together. I forget that I am good. What Jesus does is shine a light on you and on me. Shines a light on us in Lent where the light lengthens. Shines a light right on you to remind you, I am not here to condemn you. You do good. You are good. God looked at the creation and called it good, calls you good. There are people who aren't good. There are people who are dark. They don't know the light. They're already condemned. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about you. God so loved the world, the nasty, awful world that you were made from, that he sent me to remind you with a light how good you are. And so I stand here with in my mind thinking about the word count Jesus used 256 times, world used 79, light used 23. And I remember the Gospel of John where it says, at the very start of this Gospel, it says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word, the logic of God, the Word. And if you think about it, the Gospel of John is only so many words. It's about this long, maybe, in the words. And what those words do are to tell you to go out into the world and spread the Word so that it goes everywhere. And everyone has a chance to hear about the goodness and the light and the truth. So it is Lent, almost over. Daylight saving time has occurred. There's more light in the world now. And then there's a little more. And then there's a little more. And then it's Easter. I hope you will take advantage of this. The light has been shined upon you. So go out and do good. Amen.
I'm
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.